this poem grows out of an assignment to students to write about the things that scare them most, the things they most resist, and of course, one should do as one says, and so I gave myself the struggle to try and say things that I wouldn't normally write out loud. The hen swallows a worm or slug. We scratch at the backyard together through leaf mold, worm casings she kicks off in a fan behind her. I use a stick to dig, to find for her what she's shown me near the roots at the edge of a step. Sticky slug on the underside of a hosta's leaf. How complicated she is and how resigned. Between her beak and my outstretched hand, the worms writhing. Then the long slick going down. It fills the throat like all that's swallowed. Her head chucks it back for the worm again dark. The hen's pupil dilates. She wends and follows. Her queries, sighs, low gurgles, the hastening click of her nails on pavement, then hungry again into the grass. Grubs are larger than pale yellow larvae I prize from inside chestnuts. These mucousy blind wanderers she eats right from my palm. Nevertheless, I am repulsed by my husband's embrace. I turn now from his thick belly, breasts, his interests, a body I had clamored over, loved. I scrabble, struggle, I cover myself. Another sticky truth dug up that I must rebury. Sorry on hands and knees, hungry and wary.